This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asian White Hits.
This is the Jeanette and
Jay John
show
here on
Asian Pop Radio.
Y'all wanna go? Hear me?
Yeah, now that was before we start talking. That's already happened. Yeah. Hi, Juby, in the back room right now, working on stuff with us. Sorry this is happening, Juby. Sorry this is happening, Asian Pop Radio listeners. Welcome to the show. Got some great stuff coming up today. We're going to be playing some new music from Pentagon. Can you feel?
Wait, there was a reason why I was singing that song. Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Do you know who PewDiePie is? By God, you are so freaking old if you do not know who PewDiePie is.
Yeah, a social media person.
Okay, YouTuber.
YouTuber.
Lots of subscribers.
Yeah.
Swedish gamer.
Yeah.
Went to Koreatown.
Yeah.
And I quote goes, "This is G-Dragon. He is the best."
Wow.
Then started singing that song, and I was like, he must listen to Asian Pop Radio.
I think he does. I really think he does. There is no other explanation for it.
Yeah, especially if you sing that song. Obviously, it's because of our intro.
Yeah. We will be playing some One OK Rock. Tronny from Vietnam.
Oh, Tronny.
V-pop superstar.
Shinee.
Quite new from Shinee. Feel Good, Shiny. June Aflo with Deja Vu.
Ooh.
Plenty of stuff coming up. Let's get into our first track, Jeanette, which is
Red Velvet, Talk to Me.
No, what do we play on Monday? I can't remember.
Red Velvet.
We're
going
to play
Rookie.
The other one. So can we play Talk to Me?
Yes.
Or do you want to play Rookie again?
No, I want to play Talk to Me.
All right. Here it is.
Oh. Thought that meant press play.
Yeah, Jeanette J. John, Asian Pop Radio. That was Jeanette.
That was Jay John.
No, Jeanette, that song was?
Ah, yes, Talk to Me by Red Velvet, here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio.
Maybe I should be saying dot, dot, dot. That was Jeanette, dot, dot, dot.
I don't know what you're doing.
All right, Jeanette and Jay John.
But that was a pretty good song.
Yep.
Is that in your top? Do you appreciate it?
I do. Actually really like Talk to Me, and I think I might like it more than Rookie.
I feel that. I actually feel that.
Yeah, we've added quite a few new songs this week. Red
As
Velvet,
we should.
Couple of their songs. I hope you like them. I think Red Velvet's back for the fourth mini album.
Yes.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times. Do you know what else is a good time?
Would it be the news headlines?
No, it's the news update.
Okay, the news update.
And now to the news.
Thank you, Jeanette. And having a look at today's weather. No, that was terrible.
But now we will go to the news.
Pentagon, can you feel?
Can you feel the
Pentagon?
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Wow, Phil Collins on Asian Pop Radio. It's getting real.
Kind of wanted to distance myself.
You did an extra beat.
No,
I had a friend in year 8 that was a drummer, and he introduced me to that song, really. And every 10 minutes in the classroom, he used to just go,
No, obviously you don't like the song.
He wasn't as good as the monkey.
The gorilla.
Yeah, yo gorilla. Pentagon, obviously on February the 1st, the boy groups Pentagon and Victon duelled in a competitive match on NBC's Weekly Idol with Momoland. Also making an appearance cheering the men on. Each competitor showed off their strength by taking turns trying to lift DEFCON, wowing the audience. You can read more at allkpop.com.
Thank you, allkpop.
Yeah. Have you heard of them? Allkpop.com?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Asian Pop Radio?
Sometimes I forget. Not as good as K-ville, I don't think. K-ville are pretty hot.
And when are they on?
K-ville. I don't know if you guys heard last week on the show, we're very honored to be having the K-ville radio show, which
having
has
Miss Mo
joined our lineup.
Yes,
so
yes.
On Saturdays and Sundays at 8 p.m. So it's really great because on Saturdays it means you can tune into BS and Chopsticks
yes.
with Bridget and Siobhan.
Yes.
The Saturday program is like what happened last week.
Yes, a recap.
If you missed it. And then the Sunday program
yes.
is what happens, the fresh live new show.
Yes.
And that's the same for Miss Mo and the Kville show.
Well.
So right after Chopsticks, so you've got Chopsticks at 7 p.m.
Chopsticks and BS.
Chopsticks and BS
yeah.
at 7 p.m.
Yes.
And then you've got...
Mo, Mo, Mo.
Sorry, I had to burp.
I know, it was kind of weird because I could smell it from here.
What were we talking about? Cheese?
Cheese and mayo.
Cheese and oak chocolate milk.
Oh, oh, that's so weird.
So yeah, good reasons to tune into Asian Pop Radio.
One.
Right throughout the week, which you can do by going to asianpopradio.com and you can download our app there.
Yep.
There's a button.
There is one thing
stream
I do
us,
want
to there's
say.
A button. Yeah.
One OK Rock.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
I now. Was king.
Yeah, the Lion King. Can you feel the love tonight?
I can feel it. I don't think that's the lyrics to the song, to
no,
be
I
honest.
Don't think it is at all.
That's why I'm on Asian Pop Radio.
That was One OK Rock with I Was King. Someone that's king of the people. The people of anime and Melbourne is Kai, and Kai is on the line. Woo!
Hey, how's everyone going?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good.
I'm all right, just a bit tired because of, you know, the weather and shit. And I have crap asthma.
That's not
the weather's
fun.
The weather's been up and down.
We are there.
It really has.
Yeah. What do you prefer,
Kai?
Do you like it cold or do you like it hot?
You like it what? The like, weather, cold or hot?
Yeah.
Should you be asking, are we talking about weather?
I like the weather, whatever, because I'm flexible like that, you know?
Yeah.
It can be a little hot, be a little warm or a little cold, you know?
I like my men to be
you
flexible.
You know, to give you the good time, honey. You need to have the good time.
Yeah. and Stephen,
I'm pretty awful, aren't I?
Kai, how long did it take you to become flexible like that?
I don't know. I lived in New Zealand, I lived in Australia, I lived in Cambodia for a while, so you kind of adjust to it, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you're good. Thank you for being well adjusted.
Yeah, so are you guys well adjusted?
Yeah, I think we are at times. Look, we're going to be talking anime with you because that's what we do in your segment.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so what's happening this week in anime, in the world of anime?
Well, I've been a bit ill-prepared, so I'm probably just going to discuss a movie that's come out in the world of anime.
Yes, because that's Jay John's fault for confusing you about when we were going to be doing the segment this week. But that's okay. You're here now.
So
we're happy.
Confusing.
Yeah.
So yeah, the movie I'm doing a sort of review on, it hasn't even come out yet, but it seems pretty good. It's going to come out in July, later this year. Probably in Japan, not sure what it is, but the movie is called Mary and the Witch's Flower. And it is, you've seen the trailer?
Yes, I'm so excited.
The trailer is so cute. And essentially it's an adaptation from a director named Mary Stewart. She kind of like, you know, she does sort of things of, she has a specific genre. It's romantic, it's mystery, and essentially it's always like heroines in these weird situations, and a lot of them are dangerous, but she makes it work. Like, she has that one sort of core thing that brings the whole story together. And essentially the plot is like, well, it's a young girl, her name's Mary, and all of a sudden she discovers she has a mysterious power to be a witch, and you know, but the dangerous side, the dangerous thing about it is that her power only lasts one night, and it's a pretty amazing film. Like,
wow.
Well, I don't think it's from the onset, it looks like an amazing film. We don't know until later of the year, but I would recommend people to check out the trailer and just, you know, chill out with it.
I like the whole idea of her power only lasting for a night. I was watching Superman on the weekend, and I said to Chris, like, has there ever been a version of the Superman series or movies where Superman can't fly? Like, I know that's kind of his thing, but does it have to be? Like,
no, there was, I think.
Yeah? Good.
Yeah.
Good times. Good,
good times.
Times.
Good times.
But yeah, but the studio that is going to be making the film is Studio Panic.
Ooh.
And you know what the good thing about the studio is? It's made of former people that used to animate for Studio Ghibli, so you know we're going to get
it. You know it's
the
legit.
Dank quality anime. It's going to be dank.
Why have these
not dank in the conventional sense.
Why did these people move on from Ghibli?
I think they just wanted a different direction, I guess. Studio Ghibli in recent time has really struggled to make anime that actually like miracle can with people. I think their last feature film was like when Marnie was there or some shit.
Right.
Yeah. Still a great film, but you kind of need a film that, you know, sustains interest and can also generate revenue, because they haven't made like a, what is it, an anime film in like 3 years.
Okay. Well, I think amazing stuff. Great idea. We're going to have to prepare for it. Luckily, it's in July, so we've got lots of time to prepare.
Yeah.
Ask for time off work.
Hopefully, we can get like tickets to give out or some stuff. Yo, that'd be cool.
I reckon we've got, three or four months to work towards that. We can make it happen. Yeah. We can make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
You're going to ask me in June, like, hey, J. John, how'd you go with the tickets? And I'm going to be like, oh, shit.
Don't worry, we'll get them.
Yeah.
And the lucky viewers will get to see this amazing film.
Not now, just Kai.
We're also very excited to hear that you and Emily are going to be back in the studio together, hopefully next Sunday. Next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to be back and it's going to be amazing. Like, you know, we'll be happy and dapper.
Yeah, I haven't seen Emily for a few months. I'm looking forward to seeing her.
I haven't seen her in weeks. I don't know where she's gone, or if she's with her boyfriend, or she's dogging, like, what is it, bros before hoes? Like, I feel like I'm left out
of
right now.
All right. Kai, thanks so much for the anime spot, and we'll chat next week.
Bye.
Let's go to some V-pop now. It's Tronny on Tronny. Asian Pop Radio.
Shanae, feel good here on the Jeanette and Jay John Show, Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, always on the ball.
Always on it. In and out and around with the balls.
Favorite Shanae song ever?
Favorite Shanae song?
Yeah.
Replay.
Jeopardy thinking music.
Yeah. Replay.
Ooh. One of my earliest K-pop songs, I think. I was thinking the other day, it's been 9 years. 9 years since I learned of K-pop.
Aww.
And look where we are. Things should have happened for us a lot quicker.
It kind of did for me. Not so much for you.
Yeah, because I'm almost in my coffin.
Yeah. Almost.
The closest I'm going to get to meeting Shiny is when they put a picture of them on my coffin. He liked Shiny.
But can you give a few words for Jaejeon? Nugu?
3-2-1's playing as the coffin goes down.
Speaking of Shiny and their success and where they've been, do you have any groups, maybe three, that you think will have success in 2017?
Do you mean a top three?
Yeah.
Top three?
Oh, my God.
Well, I did not plan this. Okay. I was actually thinking that Shiny will be doing some good stuff in 2017 because they're back. They've got a new song. And they're always going to have success, let's be honest, but I think, given what's been happening for Red Velvet, maybe they'll be doing some cool stuff.
I feel that.
But they're already popular, but I think they can maintain that. So that's my number three. Your number three?
My number three is G-Friend.
G-Friend.
Yeah. They've been popular, but they haven't had that one big breakthrough. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've had like... Good ratings, but not the best rating.
They're kind of like us. People know of us, but
we're not that popular. We're not that popular.
Well, they're kind of like us, but not at all like us.
Do you have a number two?
I'm thinking CLC. We were talking about them earlier on in the week. Like we've added a heap of their tracks to our playlist, so I hope you guys can like that.
Yeah.
But I think like given where they were this time last year, and where they are right now, it could only be a big year for them.
Mm.
Yeah, they're going to sweep up the awards.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you?
Twice.
For number two?
Yeah.
Nice. Good idea. TT twice at two.
That really worked out, didn't it?
Oh!
And you're number one. Moving on really fast. That was really awkward. I don't know how I feel. My whole body hurts.
NCT.
Not 127, the whole shebang bang?
I just get the support. No, I just get the feeling that the label's putting a lot of resources into them, and I can see that happening. You go to their YouTube, it's up there front and center. So I think the boys are going to be having some luck this year.
Honorable mention.
Working hard, yeah.
I think 17's going to hit the big one too.
Yes.
This year.
Yeah, another album. Actually, do you know what I did? I downloaded their full last album to play on Asian Pop Radio and I forgot to put it into our library.
Well, you downloading it is very nice.
So when you start to hear new 17 songs, you'll know I finally got around to it.
My number one is, of course, GOT7 IMNIDA.
Yeah.
DAB7.
Yep. Looking forward to getting a chance to meet GOT7 one day in some situation. That's all I'm saying.
I'll be flying to Singapore. Is that what you're saying? Did you see my face? It like lit up.
No, I'm just going to keep you hanging.
Like at Hanging Rock?
Like at Hanging Rock on the weekend, yeah. True story.
Good times.
Should we go to a song?
Yes.
Would you like to announce who's coming up?
Juno flew with Deja Vu.
yeah. All right. Asian Pop Radio. This is what you've come to expect, right?
I just realized it's Juno Flu.
Juno Flu. That's Juno Flu. With Deja Vu. Juno Flu with Deja Vu. Which was a guy I used to know.
Bars.
Hello, Danvo, if you're listening. Juno Flo. Hailing from his hometown of Fullerton in California.
Yes.
Began his musical journey early on, earning him widespread recognition and respect from both local and international listeners since the birth of his artistry. Juno's biggest influences have been A Tribe
Called Quest, yeah. Yes, Blue and Exile, yeah. Little Brother, and Nujabes. Yeah. Nujabes.
To name a few.
Yeah.
He has also drawn significant inspiration from jazz and electronic music. I really like his style. I reckon we're going to be playing a lot more of him in 2017. Who do you think we should be playing in 2017? I'm pointing to our listener. You can't see them. It's just like a mic stand? Yeah. Who do you think we should be playing? If you've got a particular band or an artist that you like that you know we're not playing but we should be playing, we want you to tell us. Go to our Facebook page and message us. Or you can tweet them to us, or you can go to asianpopradio.com. Fill out the form. Just, you know, tell us your name and, you know, whatever else you want to tell us, and share your thoughts. Who should we support?
Who?
Anyone you think we should be supporting, Jeanette, that we haven't yet?
GOT7.
Well, we support GOT7.
Did we really,
Should we do a GOT7 show?
Yes.
All right. We will work on that. Maybe next week.
Okay. Maybe next week. To be honest, I've been watching a lot of GOT7 Vines because I was watching a lot of BTS Vines at one point.
Yeah.
And I was like, GOT7, bam, 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 bam in my room.
Right. You heard it through the GOT Vine.
No.
No. Do you know what we are going to play now? So it's the first time we're playing it on the Jeanette and Jay John show. We have played Dami Im, Super Love, many times.
But we are going to give you right now the
Korean version of the song.
Shh.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Here it is.
I tried not to swear.
Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio, world's oldest K-pop fan, is coming up after Dami Im Nida.
Super Love.
This is the Jeanette J. John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and that was the Korean version of Super Love by Dami Im Nida. We love Dami here on Asian Pop Radio. If you love Dami, request her songs via our asianpopradio.com website. You can tell us what songs you want us to be playing. You can tell us anything you want, really.
Mm.
And don't forget, you can download an app there. It's free on Apple and Android. Someone else that is not free and by far most valuable is the world's oldest K-pop fan, and that is Cassandra, and that is her beautiful laugh on the line.
Not free, but cheap.
Come on. Comparatively, a lot more expensive than the one that's in front of me right now.
That's rude.
No comment.
How are you?
Oh, been really good, enjoying the holidays, getting ready for uni.
Are you ready for uni? Are you prepared?
No, not at all.
When are you back?
The 24th, I think.
Ooh.
So I don't even know what day I go back, isn't that terrible?
Yeah, and remind us what you're studying.
A Bachelor of Social Work. It's my second year.
Excellent. How long have you got?
Well, I have 3 years. Long story, but yeah, I have another 3 years.
Yeah, cool. We don't have much content. Share your story. No, I'm joking. And it's been a while since the last time we spoke. Sorry, Instagram Queen is just Instagramming videos in the background. It's been a long time since we spoke. What kind of K-pop have you been digging over the summer break?
To be perfectly honest, I haven't really been digging much. I've been immersed in Goblin.
Who isn't? Well, I'm not.
You're not.
I should. I'm off that. Have I need finished? To get on that bandwagon.
Have you finished the series yet?
Yes, you do. I don't know how many times I cried watching that. I haven't cried that much since the Mighty Ducks. It was just...
The Mighty,
brilliant.
Mighty Ducks.
I don't know
Ducks.
How many times I've watched it already.
It's worth the watch.
It was, yeah. What I've noticed, just starting to get back into the K-pop now.
What I've noticed in that K-drama is that a lot of things happen in one episode.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's, like, probably 12 turning points in one episode.
That's most K-dramas, though, isn't it?
Wrong.
Like,
they
it's really hard
hang,
to keep up
they,
with.
No, they keep you hanging at the end, but this one's like, bam, 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 bam.
It's yeah, intense. This is just above and beyond anything that's been done so far.
It's far different from something like Neighbours that they'll just sit around talking about orange juice for 5 minutes.
We're still on to the
five
same
minutes,
subject for 3 years.
Days.
Yeah, exactly.
5 days and they're still talking about the same jar of a glass of orange juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible.
It is.
But yes, Goblin has got everything. It's like 1 minute you're just cracking up laughing, and then the next minute you're crying, then the next minute, you know, you're holding your breath in anticipation for something else, and then there's a twist, and it's just...
Guys, you're talking it up. I promise you, I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to start watching Goblin, and I will report back to you next week.
Yay!
Yeah.
You should. You should.
I bet there's a lot of our listeners enjoyed it.
Cassandra, earlier on, Jeanette and I were talking about the groups that we think will be having quite a bit of success in 2017. Do you think of anyone in particular that's going to really rock it?
Monster X. I really expect Monster X to do big things this year. They're my tip. I think they've just been gradually getting bigger and bigger, and I just think this is going to be their year to really, really go big places, get some awards happening too, and hopefully come out here and tour.
Monster X are going to mark the spot.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. That's the best
well,
I could do.
Yeah. Blackpink.
Now,
they're already sort of getting there, aren't they?
Yeah, true. Yeah, actually, but we're waiting for another release. I mean, it's been about 2 or 3 months since Playing With Fire, right?
Yes, which I'm still enjoying.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, it is a good one.
Great song.
They've come out
great
with some song. Pretty amazing stuff already. So, expectations are high. For Rosie from Boxy.
Yeah.
Good old
Aussie,
our mate Rosie.
Aussie.
Yeah.
Aussie.
I'm really disappointed. I thought Rose would be back for Lunar New Year celebrations in Box Hill, but she wasn't. She must have a schedule or something to keep, you know.
Can't blame her.
Hey, have you been to Box Hill?
No.
Well, don't knock until you've tried it. I was born in that place. That's why I've got a connection to
that's
Rose.
That's why you moved out of that place.
That's why I've got a connection to Rose. She's like my sister.
Does she know this?
Yeah, I'll tell her one day. I'm sure I can tell you. I can see the facial expression right now. Now, Cassandra, you have been doing some reaction videos here and there. You were really kicking them back in September, October, November. Mm-hmm. It's been a little while, though, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. So, got something you want me to have a look at?
Well, Jeanette, are we talking K-pop? Yeah, we're talking K-pop. Jeanette, what do you think Cassandra should react to?
Something we mentioned earlier in the show. It is called Forest Movement and Marshmallow.
Oh, yeah.
Real Love featuring Chanyeol from EXO and Tinashe.
Right. Ooh. We added this to our playlist a few months back, right? So you will be familiar with it, right, Cassandra?
Yes, of course. Yes, I'm a big Chanyeol fan.
Cool. Have you seen the film clip?
I haven't, no.
Oh, there you go. You can react
genuine
to it.
First reaction.
I will. It's something I'll definitely get on to doing this week then. I look forward to it.
Excellent. Because, you know, you're not busy enough writing news headlines.
No,
I have to tell everyone that.
For tonight.
I have to tell everyone right now how hard Cassandra and Charlotte work, as well as the rest of our news researchers.
Yes.
It's not easy to put 5 bulletins together every week. And these guys all collate. No, seriously, these guys are all collating news because J-John had a brilliant idea. and Cassandra and Charlotte, our team, our news writers, just write the most amazing bulletins. And now Shaz obviously records them, which you would have heard earlier on in the show. So
yes.
You guys are just an awesome team, and you're doing some great stuff. And I think people are probably appreciating that they can just, you know, get on the train in the morning, get ready for school, click on a button, listen to the news for 90 seconds, and off they go.
Yeah, well, I hope that's the case, and they enjoy it, and they learn something they didn't already know.
Excellent. Mm. I think so, because it's not all about K-pop.
No.
Not the news.
No, it's not.
Our segment
was... try to spread it around.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, so does Jeanette, but wait, we're still talking K-pop?
I don't know, are we talking about something else?
Well, you know, I didn't say I was cheap, so.
All right, well, we look forward to seeing that reaction video.
Yes, okay.
And maybe also the video of you spreading it around cheap.
No, you don't want to see that.
Thank you. Thank you, Cassandra, thanks for everything.
All right, guys, talk to you later, have a good one.
And we're going to dedicate the next song to you because you're such a trooper. It's IRI, Breaking Dawn. for no apparent reason. Asian Pop Radio. That was
IRI, Breaking Dawn, here on the Jeanette and J-John show. I'm sorry, I just noticed I can't say my name properly.
Jeanette.
Do you hear me go on the Jeanette?
Are you saying Jeanette? Janet?
No, I just can't say mistake. Jeanette.
Oh, yeah, I love Janet. She's my favourite person on radio.
I have black eyeshadow, and I think I just made myself really emo right now and put black eyeshadow all over my eyeball.
You're looking okay. No.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I should be looking spectacular.
You know what you should do? You should use facial scrub and nothing else. Great.
Then you can get hashtag we get it, your old jokes.
Look, that's it for our show today. Yes. The top 10 is coming up. If you would like to vote for the top 10 countdown any day, all you need to do is message us on Facebook, tweet us. You can go to our website, asianpopradio.com, and share your requests there.
Yes.
They all get tabulated.
Yes.
And that makes the top 10 countdown each day.
While you can send your requests, you can also rate and review us on our podcast.
Yes, you can do that by going to iTunes, listening to our podcast, and doing such. And it helps us. It helps people find out about us.
I think it was good to bring up our podcast again because we do say a whole lot of poop.
Yeah.
But people want to hear that poop, but they miss out.
Well, if you miss it, if you miss out on our stream, our Asia-wide hits 24/7 via our app.
Don't even worry.
You've gone to podcast there.
You're so welcome. We're thinking about you 24/7.
You are welcome. Tomorrow is our 21 day. We said last week we dedicated a day to Wonder Girls. Tomorrow we're dedicating a day to 21 because they disbanded. We're all sad. So we're going to do that tomorrow. So make sure you do tune in Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time at 7 p.m. or via the podcast.
Yes.
Till then, here's
some stuff. Still don't have a sign off.
Bye.
Bye.